we see council pitches going, becoming unusable, and we say, well, the Premier League's got a lot of money. But those two things are not related.
Kenny, would you agree with that? Do you think it's up to people like us to come up with some more creative solutions than simply saying, Premier League have got a lot of money, let's have some more of that?
In 1999, there was an agreement between the Premier League, right? It was a football task force to put 5% back into grassroots football. That's 1999. Within 2014, the actual figure is 0.6%.
But what happened, Ken, was there was a reverse arms race. That money was going to be matched by the FA and by government. And the government and the FA, it's been reduced twice. It started at 20 million. It's gone down to 12, 12 and 10. And you can't say to the Premier League, look, government have cut their funding, FA have cut their funding, you've got to give more. We're just shouting at them because they've got money. I'm on your side, but we've got to focus this debate. Your petition online says government cuts mean that local authorities are no longer able to fund grassroots. And on to say, let's go to the Premier League. What we should be doing is saying to local government, look, there are quantifiable benefits by just draining and keeping a grass pitch decent and providing us with
somewhere to play. It's everyone who's responsible. Get onto your local council. Yeah, no, it's everyone who's responsible. You've got agents taking £97 million out of football.
But you're not going to get that
disgrace.
Money back. But,
no, you're not, but they can contribute to grassroots football.
You're just shouting at rich people. That's not going to win. That's not going to help your kids.
But what it's going to help is everyone getting around the table. There's loads of people responsible for this. And, right, government is number one, right? The Premier League's got the money. The FA have left football down, as far as I'm concerned.
But your petition says the government must encourage the FA to ensure the money. That's just whistling in the wind.
Okay, Pete, do come in here. Pete Ackley from the FA.
50% of the funding after all costs of the FA, we're a not-for-profit, and we distribute that between the professional game and the national game. We invest £50 million a year into grassroots football, not all into pitches and not all into facilities, but across the game, from schools to clubs to leagues to disability football, women's and girls. It's got to go a long way, and I accept that, but that's £50 million a year.
I am telling you now, there's over 500,000 volunteers out there, right, who put 20 hours a week in, right, free of charge. Not even free of charge, because we're paying £2 and £3 subs to kids who can't afford it. Don't be asking us to put more time and more money in, because I'm telling you now, we've done it. I've done it since 16, right? 34 years, never taken a penny for the coaching session. I was out last night at 7 o'clock. I took two sessions. They weren't even my teams. I took two sessions. There's people like me up and down the country doing this week in, week out. Someone is responsible for the facilities that we've got in this country. Government, FA, whoever they are, have got to come forward, and we've got to come up with a solution.